Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hi, Kiri. My name's Kylie McMillan. I need to book my lizard in for a month's checkup.
Okay, certainly. Which vet has been seeing your lizard?
So we've been seeing Brock, and the last visit we saw Vanessa because Brock wasn't working.
Okay, certainly. Okay. When were you needing to book in? Was it next week or do you have a specific date?
Oh, no. The 17th of November.
Yeah, okay. That's a Monday, so it will be with Brock because Dr. Vanessa doesn't work Mondays anyway.
Okay,
Do you prefer a morning or afternoon appointment?
I can do either. So
okay, I can do first thing at 9 o'clock or I can do later in the day if you don't.
Yeah, I can do 9 o'clock. Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine.
Okay, and sorry, I didn't catch your surname.
McMillan, McMillan. A-N? Oh, my gosh,
yep.
Sorry.
No, okay.
Writing at the same time.
Is
sorry.
This chosen?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Recheck. Excellent.
We are supposed to bring in a poo sample, but we've actually been away and he did it while we weren't here, so we weren't able to bring the sample in.
Okay, well, if he does another one close to when you're coming in on the Monday the 17th, just bring that along with you.
Okay.
Or if he does one and you're able to bring it in before then, just bring it in and we'll assess it.
Yeah, no worries. I have, sorry, another question.
Yeah.
Because we are looking at putting him into a boarding kennel.
Yeah.
That we saw actually on your wall.
Yeah.
And they've asked, I don't know, because like it's been quite overwhelming. Do you know whether Chosen had been tested for the
adenovirus?
Adenovirus.
Okay, let me just have a look here. Yes, it looks like he has. And let me just see. Okay, we haven't got any results yet for that one there. That was the 17th. So we should hopefully
be getting...
No,
that's right. I know that there was a couple of things that they were testing him for, and I just couldn't quite remember all of them that he had been tested for, so...
Yeah, so, no, the adenovirus was one of them, and, that's currently at the lab. So once we get those results through, we will let you know what the results are. And if Danny requires them, obviously, for going into boarding, then we can definitely forward them on, or we'll forward them on to you and you can forward them on to him.
Yeah, that'd be amazing because, it's just something that we're sort of starting to look at for Christmas. So,
yeah, certainly.
With obviously, the few issues that we've had with Chosen, we definitely don't want to be relying on friends to sort of look after him. So
understand. And Danny's amazing. He's a vet himself. He's written all those books as well. Excellent. We'll be in touch with you hopefully before the 17th when you come in with those results. And then if you get a fecal sample and can drop it by, well and good. If you can't, then bring it along with you at the next appointment.
If he does one if he does one, say, in the evening, can we bring it in the next morning or
just bring it in a Ziploc bag. Don't pop any, paper towel or anything that might absorb any moisture out of it. As long as it stays moist, will be able to assess it. So, does it on the, say, Sunday night and you find it in the enclosure in the morning, just pop it in a Ziploc bag, bring it in, we'll be able to assess it when he gets in here.
Yeah, no, that's all right. Because he was left home for 2 days by himself, and we thought that that his poo was probably a little bit too long. So
that's fine. No, definitely. As long as it stays moist, it will be okay to have a look at.
All right, perfect.
Excellent. Okay, awesome. Then we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye.